Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, welcome in. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. My guy Luis is in here, but he's off camera a little bit. He's got a move. There you go. People want to see you, man. You came all the way into the studio to come hang out with us. Luis Olmos of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel joins us in place of Tim Allen, whose band is out playing at I don't know the name of it. Dee's Farm or something like that. It's like an axe throwing place, I think, Luis.
What? Like, these are the biggest shoes I've ever had to fill in my life. It's unreal.
Yeah.
That's the franchise.
That is the franchise.
Man, oh man. All right, I'll try my best.
Yes. So you're here. And then this dude over here, I got to figure out how I can do this. Though, one second here there, buddy. On the other side, I've got a guy that I have not seen in forever. And that is our guy Evan Heffelfinger making his return over there on the other side of the glass. Evan Heffelfinger, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's so good to be back. I never thought this would happen again, and but I also knew that if I was given the opportunity, I can't say no to the 2026 championship season.
Yes, Tim Allen's championship season, and that nothing has changed since the last time you were here, which was what, 2022, I think, was the last time, right? Yeah, August of 22, when everybody else got let go. He was part of that mass exodus that happened in Milwaukee. So Evan Heffelfinger, for those of you that don't know, back in the day, produced for the post-game show for Tim Allen, was on the air all the time with Tim Allen back in the day, and pleasure to have Evan Heffelfinger back in the building again to work with Tim, work with myself, work with others here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Brewers game going on right now. Brewers up 4-1 in LA against the Dodgers. And Luis, I would imagine there was a lot of money probably at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on the Miz and the Brewers tonight. I know there was a lot of money on the Dodgers last night, which I get because Robert Gasser was on the mound against Yamamoto. Tonight would have made sense for the money to be on the Miz.
Miz Day, that's always a big day, especially with the strikeouts. People love to bet the over on strikeouts. And yeah. Today it wasn't a signature Miz Day by any means, right? Mm-hmm. They were saying on the radio on the way here, they're like, he's been a little wild, so only the 6 strikeouts. So if you had the under on strikeouts today, under, you know, 6.5, you won, right?
But you're just pounding the over on strikeouts all year. I know we have Austin Herdina on Fridays. We do Follow the Money on Wisconsin Sports Daily. And whenever it's a Miz Day, he's like, yeah, the over-under is like 10. He goes, I don't know, man. That's a lot of strikeouts. And then Miz throws 12, 13, whatever. And it's always the over.
I'm like, you look at 4 innings and it's like, all right, what's he up to? 7, 8 normally?
Right.
Right. So it's not a crazy bet to be making, right? Especially, and then, you know, you probably want to look at the under on runs too, you know, on those days because Brewers don't score a ton of runs, but Miz also only allows 1 or 2.
That's correct. And that's the thing about tonight's baseball game as we head to the bottom of the ninth between the Brewers and Dodgers is finally, William Contreras, I think, it's only one game, I think, Evan, he's finally starting to bust out here and maybe get out of this funk. He was 0 for his last 20 coming up to bat in his first at-bat today, gets a base hit, and then gets a hold of one in his second at-bat.
And I think sometimes all it takes is just getting one to drop anywhere on the field to give you that confidence. And the pitch that he hit out wasn't even that good of a pitch to hit. It was a slider low, and he golfed it out. Sometimes that's all you need, is to remind yourself, oh yeah, I can do it.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's absolutely right. And it's, you know, seeing the basketball go into the net is a thing, right? If you're struggling putting the ball on a golf course, seeing the ball go in before you have five putts, that will also help the confidence level, Luis. And I don't know if it's the same thing, like, I don't know, like sitting at a slot machine, you know, seeing you hit once, now all of a sudden it makes you feel like you can hit again, and away you go.
You know, if you go a couple times and you're not winning, you're just like, they're out to get me. Why is it not me? Why is it not me? But then you go back that third time, then that grand hits, right? Or that major yes. hits. So, but it's also any sports bet, right? Especially if you're a big parlay person, you're maybe, you do one too many parlays. That's where you go with like a sure thing, right? Like, I'm going to do $5 on the Miz over seven strikeouts. That's a sure. And then it still doesn't happen. You still can't hit that. So
yep.
There'll be days like this, right?
There'll be days like this, and this day here has been a good day. Yesterday, not such a good day. Tim always ends it at the end of every show talking about there'll be better days. Well, today's been a better day so far. Ashby in there, bottom of the ninth, one out, still up 4-1 Brewers. Again, this is a huge, huge game for the Milwaukee Brewers, because if they win this game tonight, now you have two wins in the series. Even if you lose tomorrow, you won a game in San Diego, so now actually you got swept in San Diego. So you're at two wins. You're at four losses. Now tomorrow, if you get the win, and again, it's not going to be easy. It's Scooble. But against Logan Henderson, who's been pitching really well for you, Evan, if you somehow figure out a way to get that one, now all of a sudden you're 3-4 on the trip, and that is more than good enough.
No kidding. I mean, any kind of confidence that you can get against a team like the Dodgers, who you're probably going to face sometime in the playoffs, you need to absolutely jump on it. And I wish that yesterday could have been a talk of a victory, but that just, for a lot of reasons, didn't happen. If you can take today, you can take tomorrow. That should be a ton of confidence going into the rest of the year.
And the other bonus spot about all of this is the Cubs lost. The Cubs lost earlier today, and I'm sure everybody has heard of Josh Baez by this point. If you didn't know who he was in AAA, you ought to know who he is now. Luis almost shook his head at me. He's a big sportsman. You didn't hear what happened today?
Unbelievable. I'm like, at one point, Bonamigo Jr. texted me. He goes, this kid's unbelievable. And I was like, oh, did he hit another one? He's like, no, he hit a third one.
Correct.
I mean, what?
His first three at-bats, he hit one to center, left, and right, I believe is the order that it went in. And the first one he hit like 459 was amazing. And again, that's a guy that had like 26, 27 home runs, whatever it was, down in AAA. They call him up and they do his thing. And this is the exact reason why Tim Allen and I last night were talking about, how do you get this offense going? What do you do? And we're both like, you go get Andrew Fisher or Jesus Madey, bring them up and let them go and see what happens. Because Fisher, you're telling me Fisher can't get a hold of one every now and again? He more than held his own in the World Baseball Classic, Evan.
Well, and if it's about strikeouts, he's going to strike out.
Yes.
But that didn't stop Joey Gallo from hitting 470-foot home runs.
But wait
runs.
A second. So in AA, now against AA and AAA are different, but in AA, he's got like 150 strikeouts. Baez has like 134, 136 strikeouts in AAA. So he also is prone to essentially getting a strikeout from time to time. When you're a power hitter, that's going to happen, Luis.
And what about that one guy that the Cubs called up when they won a World Series who was very similar, called Kyle Schwarber?
Oh,
and then what did he do in the playoffs?
Yes.
What did he
right.
do? You have no idea. You need it in the middle. Like when you have Contreras and Yelich hitting under 200, you know, for the past, what, 2 months?
Yep.
You have to try something. And he held his own in the World Baseball Classic against top pitchers, right? And in like pretty high leverage situations for, you know, what could be March. Like those are some intense games that they were playing. So I don't see why you don't do it.
See, and that's the other part about it too, is at some point, you have to make up your mind with, say, Christian Yelich. How long are you going to let this go on in the designated hitter role before you say, okay, maybe I am going to have to sit him occasionally to try and get somebody else's bat, if there is a bat that's playing really well, in there to do something?
And who's going to be Gary, right? So I get why they're having...
No, I don't think necessarily it's going to be Gary. I think there's a possibility where Sal Frelick's going to be coming back. He just hit a three-run homer the other night. So Frelick is going to be back. Then they're going to have a decision to make. Is it going to be Sal Frelick, or is it going to be Luis Lara, or is it going to be Jake Bowers in right field? So now you got three dudes to consider out there in right field, plus you still have Lockridge on the roster with Garrett Mitchell out there in center field. That's when it's going to be talked about that designated hitter role, because third base, once Pratt comes back, is going to be Joey Ortiz. Joey Ortiz, another home run, had a home run tonight. He's hitting like 350, 360 since July. So he's hitting the cover off the ball. That's when the decision's going to be made of, I need Andrew Vaughn in the bat tonight, buddy. He's designated hitter. Like, we have to get Vaughn in there. Now, if Vaughn struggles and Vaughn isn't that guy, well, you know, that's a little bit different.
Do you toy around with Sal on the infield? They've tried it before.
No, I don't think they're going to try Sal on the infield necessarily, mainly because there's nowhere for Sal. If Terang is okay and is good going forward, now, they showed him, I saw some video of him running a little bit today fielding. He looked a heck of a lot better than he did yesterday. So if Terang is okay, Pratt comes back at some point this month with his hamstring. Now you've got two in the middle of the infield that defensively you feel really good about. First base is Vaughn and Bauer rotating. Gary Sanchez is a roller coaster at first base. I'd prefer not to see that anymore. And third base is Joey Ortiz or David Hamilton, but I don't see how David Hamilton plays if Joey Ortiz continues to play this well.
I mean, he's your starting third baseman. There's just no question at this point anymore.
Yes.
Like, how he's hitting and the confidence he has at third base. Like, Cooper Pratt coming up just lit a fire under him like no one's business. Like, it just, and good for him. He absolutely deserves that spot and to be the starter going forward.
Correct. Aaron Ashby strikes out the last batter. Brewers get the win 4-1 over the LA Dodgers. And what do you know? What do you know? The Brewers all of a sudden have taken 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers in LA. Are we feeling now better, Brewers fans? Are we starting to relax a little bit now, Brewers fans? Are we done overreacting, Brewers fans? 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Tim Allen out tonight. He'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we are at the Wisconsin State Fair with the leadoff show. I'll be out there from 2 to 3. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen and myself. We will be out there till 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Wisconsin State Fair. So come hang out with us at the fair. We'd love to see you. Brewers get a 4-1 victory tonight. A big victory at that. And we already got people on hold wanting to talk. Jerry in Greendale, you're up first with Sparky and Luis Olmos. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, man. Look,
sure.
Compared to last night's game, I mean, what a game and for all the boys. The bats were going a little bit and the pitching seemed to be good. Look, I know the bats have been a little slow lately. My biggest concern, and this was even at the trade deadline, was the bullpen, because we're a little light in the bullpen. I was curious to hear your guys' thoughts. Obviously, the bats have been a concern a little bit, but more curious as to what you guys think about the bullpen moving forward, and especially into October.
Well, Jerry, why do you think the bullpen is having an issue right now?
Well, I don't think it's having an issue. I'm more so worried about the endurance of the bullpen, because there's probably about three arms we trust, right? We trust Uribe,
yep.
We trust McGill,
yep.
And look, Ashby's been throwing well, and he's been a workhorse, regardless of it. He's had some rough outings. And Sensatella has proven to be a pretty good addition. I'll fight that one rough outing.
Well, he had a rough outing against the Padres, and he gave up another run against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I mean. It's, look, are we going to run into some trouble when we're playing these five, seven-game series against whomever we end up drawing? And are these guys going to be able to hold up? Because it's really Ashby who's been the main workhorse, the guy who's been throwing multiple innings back-to-back days.
Remember, they didn't just get Dustin May in that trade with the Cardinals. They also got JoJo Romero, another lefty. Yep. He's not a hard thrower. He's a crafty lefty, gets guys out. Romero will come in rather fresh because that was an appendicitis of why he went out. It wasn't an arm or an elbow issue or anything like that. So he's going to come in with a fresh arm here. So you're going to be able to give Ashby some needed days and time off here, and Patrick probably some needed days and time off. And once you get to the postseason, Gasser and Drouin both are not going to be in this rotation. I mean, you're going to have Henderson and May and Harrison and Miz, so you're not necessarily going to need both of them. So one of those guys probably will end up in the bullpen. That's going to help too. Thanks for the call, Jerry. All right, Brewers get the win 4-1. Let's celebrate together at the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Dial it up, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Contreras lifts a fly ball to left field, carries well, and it is going to leave the yard. William Contreras, he snapped an 0-for-20 his first time up today. Here he finds the seats, the second home run of the day against Robleski.
Yes, sir. Highlight courtesy of Fox, and the Milwaukee Brewers come up victorious 4-1 over the LA Dodgers. Now lead the series 2-1. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. The franchise, Tim Allen, off tonight. His band's out playing a gig somewhere. He'll be back tomorrow at the Wisconsin State Fair. Leadoff show at 2. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show tomorrow night from the time the game is done until 8 p.m. We're just outside the Expo Center entrance across from the Milk House, so come out, hang out with us tomorrow night. In Tim's place, Luis Almos from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, he joins us. And producer extraordinaire back with us again after about a four-year absence. He returns tonight. He is Evan Heffelfinger. You'll see him over there in the stream. And all you have to do to watch the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, of course, you can stream us on Instagram Live, X, and YouTube at WI Sports Radio, brought to you by Growth Law. Injured growth gets it. So the Brewers get the 4-1 win. And you tell us, does this make you relax a little bit? Are you a little bit less nervous maybe than you were prior to the Brewers, you know, winning the first 2 of 3 from the Dodgers? You feeling better about things, Brewers fans? 414-677-1250. And of course, the Dugout YouTube chat is open. If you'd like to pop in there, you can do that too. Ryan in Oconomowoc, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, I got two questions for you guys. I'm going to hang on the line. I want to hear you answer them. First of all, I do feel better. But I want to know, like, should Jory Ortiz be batting, like, fourth? I mean, come on. Like, seriously, if we're going to put our other guys down in the lineup, should we put him in the middle of the lineup?
Listen, they moved Lara up to 2 today. Did Lara deserve to go up to 2 based on recent numbers? No. Does Joey Ortiz deserve to go up to 2 based on recent numbers? Yes. But the question then becomes, is Joey Ortiz a guy that likes routine and likes being where he is? I mean, if I go back to the old school days of J.J. Hardy, he threw an absolute fit publicly and in the manager's office when he got moved to the bottom of that lineup and taken out of his comfy number 2 spot in the lineup and messed him up. Braun and Fielder got flip-flopped for, what, 2 games, I think, by Ken Maka. They both went in and complained that they wanted to be flip-flopped back the other way because they like being in their original spots in the order. I don't know if Ortiz is like that, but yes, he deserves the bad hire.
And then the other question is Drohan and Gasser. They're both average pitchers, but they're both being really solid at the 5 spot. Why can't we just go to a 5-man rotation, put one of them in the bullpen?
Simple.
Bullpen.
Easy.
Like, it just seems to me like that would, like, equalize everything out. I'll take your comments off the air.
Ryan, it's pretty easy. They're trying to conserve Miz. They're trying to conserve Henderson. They're trying to conserve Harrison. Everybody gets one start. That's one way to minimize innings and keep that arm fresh, Luis.
100%. I'm like, the name of the game is keep Miz fresh for the playoffs and just be careful with him, right? Like, throws 104, 105, 106. Like, you just have to be careful with a guy like him and let him ramp up in time for the postseason. Like, he's a guy that uses so much emotion too, or like, you don't, I'm totally fine with the 6-man. I trust me, I know it's annoying, but I'm totally fine with conserving the innings of, especially of Miz, of Harrison, because they've never thrown this many innings anyway.
And it puts more pressure on the bullpen. And it puts more pressure on the starters to go deeper because you're without that extra arm in the bullpen. Joey Ortiz, talking about him earlier.
Joey Ortiz here with 2 gone in the top of the 2nd. It's a high fly ball to left field. Teoscar Hernandez stepping back onto the track at the wall. It's gone. Bounces off the top of the wall and into the seats. A two-run home run for Ortiz.
I like courtesy of Fox. I was in the car driving home to drop off the family to come back to the radio station, Louise, and I started screaming and scared everybody in the van.
You needed to give that a couple of Hawk Harrelson stretches right there, right? Just to get it over.
I was yelling. I was screaming because they needed all the offense they could get tonight. And they didn't get 8 runs. They didn't get 10 runs, Evan, but they got enough runs to get the win.
Yeah, they stopped at 4 so that Jaden Daniels doesn't sue them.
Ah! Yes, well played. See, the comedy, the humor is all back. Heffelfinger has returned with a Jaden Daniels dig right off the bat. Here we go. Let's see. We got KJ in West Allis, Steven Greenfield, CB downtown is here too. Good to all of you guys. Still room for you if you want to hop aboard. We're going to try to get through calls as quickly as possible so as many of you can get in as we can fit in. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Plus, we'll read some of your text messages as well on the Nicolay Law Talk and text line. Brewers win 4-1. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show live from inside the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Baseball fans, the game is over.
Ball game over!
Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
No, ma'am. No Tim Allen tonight. His band is playing, so he is playing with his band. He'll be back tomorrow. We're at the Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow. 2 to 3, I'll be out there doing the leadoff show. And then the postgame show, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show right there, back on the air again. We'll be on until 8 p.m. tomorrow from the fair, outside the expo entrance, right across from the Milk House. If you know where that is, root beer milk all day. Don't question me. I'm right. Make sure to go check that out. I'm assuming you've done the Milk House, Luis?
You know, I stopped the Milk House once it stopped being Herb Superb. I'm a purist.
Okay. Now look, I can relate. You're a big Bucks fan, I know. I'm a big Bucks fan too. I thought it was a gigantic mistake for the Bucks to give that Milk House up for just PR and everything else. Like back in the day, we had Giannis. He gets drafted, Giannis comes, sits down with us. Jabari Parker. I mean, go through the list. Every year, they'd walk these guys around. Fans would want autographs. These guys would sign. Like, it was a great PR deal. They're sitting there signing autographs in the Milk House for like an hour or whatever, you know, one day during the week. It was great. And then they got really big and figured, we don't need to do this anymore. And out they go. Well, now Gruber Law has it. And if I was Gruber, I'd never give it up. Like, if the Bucks want it now, hey, too bad. I'm not giving it up now because the Bucks are going to need it again if they don't play well.
Well, I remember back in those days, I worked for the Bucks, right? And we would have this massive setup in the Expo Center, too, where
yes.
You would pay, like, I think it was maybe $10, $15, or $20. You'd do the Papa Shot, and you would get two tickets.
I used to do it.
Yeah, and it would be the easiest
yes.
thing, right? Or you could upgrade to 30 and get lower-level tickets.
Yes.
Me and Baby Tausch would be the ones working that, you know, for a full
yep.
summer. And you know, you'd get a Bobby Dandridge or an Andrew Bogut bobblehead to go with it.
Yep. It was awesome.
Haven't had to do it in a while, but you know, quarter milk. That was when, you know, that was my good times.
It's now a dollar. Brewers win 4-1 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Joey Ortiz with a home run. Contreras breaks out of it, we think. 2 for 4 with a home run. 2 runs scored. Couple of RBIs on the night. Those accounted for the 4 runs. 2 home runs from the team dead last in home runs in Major League Baseball, showing the power a little bit against the Dodgers. And how about the Miz? 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. And afterwards, the Miz talked with Ken Rosenthal on Fox.
Jacob, 6 strikeouts tonight, a relatively low total for you, but it almost seemed like this was one of your better outings. How did you see it?
Yeah, they had a great approach coming in. You know, they're just trying to push me the other way. So, you know, it was a battle. So I think I won in the end.
You barely threw your slider until they loaded the bases against you in the 5th inning, and then you struck out Ohtani and Freeman on sliders. What made you change your approach?
Williams saw something. I don't know. We trust him. So you know, he saw something in that in the Shohei at bat, and he rolled into it with Freeman, and we kind of it worked. So you know, it was fun.
He said yesterday that he wanted to go right after Shohei, fastball after fastball. He knows what's coming. Good luck. Here it is.
Yeah.
What was it like in that first inning? You threw five pitches, 104, and another one, 103.
I don't know. It was coming out easy. It was just free and easy. So, you know, it was coming out, you know. It was awesome to have Shohei in the box and him know what was coming and still not being able to hit it. So it was fun.
Jacob, finally, you guys have won two of three in the series so far, finale tomorrow. We hear a lot about the Dodgers. What does this say about the Brewers that you've done this in this series so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more than just this series. I think it's year after year. We're right there with them. We're competing. You know, I think we're a team to be reckoned with. And, you know, I think it's exciting to be in that clubhouse right now. The boys are fired up. So it's really fun to be a Brewer.
Let's pretend I was answering that question. So what's it like to beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3 in L.A.? My response would have been, well, Ken, we won all 9 games against the Dodgers last year. And we lost them in the NLCS. So until we beat them in the NLCS to go to the World Series, we still owe them from last year.
Big time.
And walk away.
Big time. But also one thing that Miz said there, William saw something. And I know like he's been struggling. And we all see his stats.
Yes.
That to me is like, all right, now I get why Murph hasn't benched him, right? He saw slider, and like just the IQ he has as a catcher. Solidified to me. All right, now I get why they haven't benched him.
Big difference between why he's playing versus why Yelich is playing. Huge difference. There is no reason for him to be playing outside of, well, he's a good leader off the field. Well, he can be a good leader off the field while watching somebody else be the designated hitter, and then he picks his spots of, you know, where he wants to play Christian Yelich. I want to keep it positive. Are you feeling better about this team after this win tonight? 4-1 over the Dodgers. Luis Almos, Potawatomi Sportsbook with C. Sparky Pfeiffer here. Evan Heffelfinger returns to the producer booth after a 4-year absence. Happy to have him back tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Steve in Greenfield. You're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sparky, do you work 23 hours a day? You are amazing.
Well, that's why Evan Heffelfinger is here, so I don't have to work 23 hours a day. So eventually, you will not have to deal with me on this show anymore. But for the time being, I'm still here, Steve.
No, I just admire your toughness and your dedication. That's
Thanks.
What I'm getting at.
Thank you.
But, you know, as long as Yelich continues to be in the lineup, I do not feel better about this team. And you might be too young to remember this, but there once upon a time when baseball free agency first started, there was a guy named Lyman Bostock of the California Angels, one of the first big-name free agents. And he felt that he had not earned his salary, and he gave half of it back to the team.
Damn.
And then a few months later, he was shot and killed at a stoplight in Gary, Indiana. But
what?
He was a high-quality human being, and I don't expect Yelich to do that, but I think he's stealing money from this team, and shame on Murph for, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over.
Yep.
And when is Murph going to get his head out of his rear end?
He's not going to. They're not going to take him out. It does not matter what happens. He's not taking him out. Steve, thanks for the call. I don't know what else to tell you. He's just not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Yelich is guys with the owner of this team, too. Do remember. And based on everything you hear from the people over there inside that organization, they all love this dude. Like, high class, you know, team first, all of that. Everybody's got a ton of respect for him and so forth. I just don't think they're going to pull him out. I don't. If they do, I'd be glad to be and happy to be wrong, Evan. I just don't think they're going to do it.
Murph is too much of an old like baseball head to do that. He's a loyal guy and he's going to stick with his guys. The one thing that bothers me, and I know that Yelich is doing everything he can, but every week I don't want to hear that, oh, he was the first one there and took 300 swings out on the field before the game and he's grinding through it more than everybody. And I appreciate that, but at a certain time, you're done. You're washed and we can't keep waiting for it.
Now that's the thing though. See, Luis, that's the thing. Done and washed. Okay, he had 29 home runs last year and had a big year. Does it hit like that? Like, when I'm done and washed, it's going to be like, you now are not any good on the radio. You're gone. It may very well end up just like that one day. Boom, it's over, and you're done. You're like, I didn't think I was any different than I was 20 years ago. But you're out of a job. With Yelich, until I hear that man say, there's nothing wrong with me. And we get through an offseason, and there's no injections, there's no surgeries, and nothing happens. And we come back next year, and nothing happens health-wise in the offseason. Until that happens, I am going to believe that something is wrong with him physically, and that's what's holding everything up. He has not said it. I'm just saying that's my guess.
I thought the Yelich of last year, I'm like, if we get that Yelich for the rest of this contract,
that's what I was hoping for.
You're not going to get the MVP Yelich back again.
How much better is this lineup? If he's doing last year, right now, if he's doing that right now, this team probably has another, what, 5-6 wins at least?
Easily. And again, you don't need the 40 home run batting champion Yelich. You need a 25 home run, 75-80 RBI Yelich.
Right.
That's who you need. So I don't think he's washed and done. I'm with you. I think there's something wrong with him, and he's not letting on. How many times has that back flared up, right?
Correct.
That back has always been a problem. How hesitant is he in the box, right? That knee, right? When he hit that knee and broke his kneecap that one time, is that still in the back of his head? We don't know.
I think the back is the bigger issue. From the 262, Harley from the VA says, a win is a win is a win. Still looking over my shoulder at the Cubs. Cubs lost earlier today. Four games now, the advantage for the Milwaukee Brewers, and obviously you feel good about that. Over here in the Dugout YouTube chat, we have Rainbow Trout. Why do the Cardinals have a young guy who can actually hit the ball with some authority, and the Brewers give major contracts to guys who hope to hit a blooper that drops for a single, says Rainbow Trout, meaning Lara. Is the guy that he's referring to. And again, yes, Josh Baez hit 3 home runs today. I played the highlights from Cardinals Radio on the leadoff show earlier today. And simply amazing. First 3 at-bats. First pitch of the game, he hit out 459. And then his second at-bat, he hit a home run. His third at-bat, he hit a home run. His fourth at-bat, he kind of reached for and hit out to left field for a flyout, but yeah, that was something else. And that is why so many people get frustrated with this team of, dude, you got all these power hitters down there. You can't bring up one of these guys to potentially come up and help this offense. KJ in West Allis, you're next on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network with Sparky and Luis. What's up, KJ?
Good evening, Sparky. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll be real quick because I know you got other callers, Sparky. I liked Miz's performance tonight. You know why? Because he wasn't trying to strike everyone out. He went to his secondary pitches, those sliders, the off-speed stuff against Otani and Freeman when he needed to, and it worked well. I mean, he didn't rely on that fastball, the big fastball, like he's done in a couple other outings before. And in terms of Yelich, I think he's cooked. He's got warning track power at this point, and I don't know if he's ever going to pull out of that. Sanchez, there's got to be another option at first in him. He's horrible. I mean, he can't play first.
Yes, he is absolutely horrible. I agree. Everybody wants to get on, well, Andrew Vaughn's not a third baseman. Andrew Vaughn can't play third base. Let me tell you something. Andrew Vaughn made a hell of a play out there at third base tonight that had everybody going crazy. Sanchez, again, like I said, that's a roller coaster. Every time the ball gets thrown over there, or even hit to him for that matter, you get a little bit concerned. But because he's one of the only guys hitting, they got to figure out how to get him on the field. And this would be an opportunity to have him be the DH and not sacrifice first base. But they still choose not to do that. Thanks for the call. How about this one? I did not know this story. It happened in 1987, but I don't remember it. From the 920, do you guys remember the Cecil Cooper sitting streak in 1987? I do not. So I Googled it. The term sitting streak from Milwaukee Brewers legend Cecil Cooper refers to an end of his career in 1987 when management benched him indefinitely after the All-Star break. Why, you ask? The team sat him to avoid triggering a guaranteed contract clause for the following season, frustrating fans who chanted, "We want Coop." You want to know why your franchise goes into the toilet and sucks for long periods of time? When you do dumb stuff like that, baseball gods don't like it. That's how you end up with 26 years of not making the playoffs. That's how you end up with 11 years of not getting to 500. Between that and then Bud lowballing Molitor, and he never ever would have went to Toronto had he just come with a decent offer. Instead, he lowballs him, and then Molitor leaves and is mad at the organization for years. I'm surprised Cooper talks to anybody in this organization.
Why?
That's horrible.
Just pay the man his money.
That is horrible. I've never heard that story. Thank you, 920, for chiming in on that. Yankee John says, Yelich looks horrible. He's running out of time to turn things around. He should not be on a playoff roster. Will Murphy realize that the MLB is a business, not a good old boy bar league? Says Yankee John. Luis, do you think that anybody above Pat Murphy will put their foot down to Pat Murphy about Yelich, knowing that Pat Murphy has won the last 2 years Manager of the Year? He's probably about to win it for a third time. And his boss, Matt Arnold, is about to probably win the third year of Executive of the Year if they end up with the best record in baseball again.
No, because Pat Murphy's probably one of the scariest people, and I would not go to his office and tell him, hey, do this.
And you're a manager!
Yeah, there's zero shot. But it's what Evan said, right? He's a loyal guy.
Yeah!
Like, Yelich has been with the team forever. MVP, face of the franchise. Like, he's gonna let him ride with it. Like,
right.
The DH is yours until you tell me otherwise. I mean, I think there's a better chance Yelich goes into Murphy's office and says, hey, man, bench me, then absolutely not.
Okay, I need to clarify something over here. Over here on the Dugout YouTube chat, Ryan has, Baby Tausch is back. That is not Baby Tausch. I love Baby Tausch. That's not Baby Tausch. That is Evan Heffelfinger, who also has long hair like Baby Tausch. Do you have children like Baby Tausch?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
At least not that I know of.
No. So, no, they're not the same person.
Do you frequent the Potawatomi Sportsbook like Baby Tausch?
No comment.
No comment. You could comment, Dave, if you want. But, I mean, yes, they both used to work together. Imagine that. Back in the day here, we were all together. Let's go to Tyler in Greenfield. You're next on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Brewers win 4-1 over the Dodgers.
Hey, Sparky. First off, we'll do the couple of airing of grievances. With the Christian Yelich thing and the loyalty and, oh, he did so well last year. Well, so did Cal Raleigh, and look what he's done so far this year.
That's right.
Loyalty can only go so far, and anyone who watches sports will tell you that teams that look at what's best for the team and look past loyalty, they're the ones that are going to succeed. They're going to have to say, look, loyalty goes to a point. It only goes to a point where you just have to say, I have to look at what's best for the team. Or you have to look at what's best for the team. You have to take the initiative. I think of Joe Torre when he was managing the Yankees. He said Derek Jeter never wanted to have a day off. And Torre said that the only way he could get Jeter to take a day off was tell him, do you want tonight off or do you want tomorrow off? You have to make that choice. And, you know, that's what makes the difference between a team that's not contending and a team that is contending is – they look past the loyalty and they look at, we need to do what's best for the team.
But Tyler, so, they're not contending. They're like the best team in the National League right now. They're more than contending. They're not like contending for a wild card spot.
Dodgers, Sparky, until they beat the Dodgers, they're not contending.
You know, you're talking about in the playoffs. I'm saying regular season.
But that's the regular season. Wait, let's see what happens in the playoffs. So I'm going to say that.
No, that's fair.
To end this on a high note, Miz tonight, that was not his best game. That was his finest. Those sliders that he threw to Ohtani and Freeman, his slider was bailing him out all night.
Yep.
And it was spectacular. But then also, two incredible defensive plays, Andrew Vaughn, but also Churio.
Yes.
Running down, that looked like a double off Freeman the whole way. And also I saw Churio, and I was, where did he come from?
Yep.
He just went full tilt and was able to run it down. So, going to end on a high note. We won. Joy Ortiz and Contreras within great swings on that breaking balls for home runs. Going to enjoy this win.
Are you feeling better?
Who knows? We can.
Tyler, thanks for the call. Are we feeling better about this team than we were, say, oh, I don't know, after the Padres series when everybody thought the world was about to end, Luis?
Yeah, I am at least. I flat out said after that sweep, when we come home on Monday, we'll be a game back of the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where my head was at.
I'm like, Brandon Snide on Monday of this week when the Padres series was starting goes, there's a chance they flip spots with the Cubs. I was like, you're nuts. And off the air, I swore at him. I was like, you're absolutely out of your mind. There's no way that's happening. In what world do you think that's going to happen? And then you get through the Padres series, and you're like, uh-oh, please don't let this happen. I don't want to listen to Brandon come tell me how great he was and how he hit it right on the money. And it's obviously not going to happen now because the Cubs lose. Brewers won. Braves lost, too. So this was a good night.
And if you come back home and you're up five on the Cubs after how the week started, you're so happy right now.
Yes!
That's where you're right back at, basically.
Correct. And that's the thing, right? So that's the one thing you hear from Cubs media and those guys in Chicago, which is they don't want to get too excited about potentially catching the Brewers because they feel like every time they get excited, it flips back two games the other way, and they're right back in the same spot they started before. So they're almost nervous to let themselves get excited that they're going to go catch them because every time they get excited, it gets thrown back in their face, which is kind of cool if you ask me. Let's go to CB in Allentown. You're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, CB?
What's going on, man? It was a good win tonight. The Miz did his thing. William Contreras finally got out of his funk. I like that. Ortiz did good, too, as well. But I got another question. What about this new dude we got, this Johnny Rocket?
Johnny Rockets.
What type of game that he kind of bottom wipe of that you see what type of player he is or who he reminds you of?
Okay, he reminds me of not a very good player in the major leagues because he does not have good major league numbers. However, if you look at his numbers this year, we went over it on the leadoff show earlier today. He was hitting almost 300 so far this year between two different AAA stints with two different organizations. He's got like 15 home runs or 12 home runs, whatever it is. So he's got a little bit of pop for sure. So that makes you feel a little bit better. He can't be worse than Bay. I mean, I don't see how he's worse than Bay.
His defense wasn't all that great because he had that era too, though. So I don't know if his defense is up to par or not either. But
we're going to find out. We'll find out, CB. Thanks for the call. Did you hear the Johnny Rockets story?
I did not.
Luis, you
no.
did not hear this?
Mm-mm.
So we had this earlier today. So Pat Murphy talking to the media, obviously that's there, meaning Kurt Hogan, Adam McKelvey, talking to them earlier and had a story for them about the newest member of the Milwaukee Brewers. And I thought it was pretty good, so I figured I would say it on the air and read it. Pat Murphy had a great story this afternoon. While at ASU, Arizona State, his son Kai's team was so good they played up a grade. That's a thing. They played a team with Nolan Gorman, Cardinal, and Matt Liberatore, Cardinal. Both ended up playing with the Cardinals. But their best player on that team was a kid who everyone just called Johnny Rockets. That player, Jonathan Ornelas.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's pretty nice.
He's also the worst of the three. But that just goes to show you, like, you may be great at one age and then later may not be the best of your group or whatever as guys develop. I will say this. He's never gotten a fair shot at the major league level. To Ornelas' defense. Like, he's never been put in and said, okay, go get 350 at-bats and let's see what you do over the course of a year. He's never really has had that opportunity. If you look at Ornelas' numbers, I'm just going to bring them up here quick. At the major league level, the most he's played in a season is 18 games. 37 at-bats. That's the most he's ever played in a season. And that was in 2024 with the Rangers. That's it. That's all he's got. So I don't know how many at-bats he'll get with the Brewers, but he's never been given really a fair shot at the end of the day. We'll sneak in one more here. Chase in California, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after the Brewers win 4-1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, what a great win. I'm feeling a lot better. What more can you say about Mizorowski? The guy's we're watching a superstar right in front of our eyes. I'm so glad he's ours, and he'll be ours for a long time to come. My son and I were going to the game tomorrow. I cannot wait to call you.
Yeah.
I believe if we beat the Dodgers tomorrow and we face them in the playoffs, depending on seed and all that, but we should have home field. Is that correct? Versus the Dodgers?
Yeah, because you'll have won. I believe you'll have won the season series then, correct?
Yeah, 4-3. I believe you're right, too. Yeah. So, yeah, dude, I'm so super excited about today's win. It's amazing how quickly we can go from where we were after the Padres sweep to where we are now. It's just unbelievable. I love it, and I love the fact that Contreras and Ortiz, I love the fact that they're getting out of their stuff.
Yeah, so they got to get going. Now you just got to get Yelich going, Chase. Thanks for the call. That's the next thing. Now, if Yelich can go out there tomorrow and get two or three hits, Evan, then you're like, okay, maybe we get both of them going. Coming back home, the Mariners, the Braves, you get an off day on Monday to kind of decompress a little bit before you play that first game at home.
Well, not to mention it's been 17 games in 17
yes.
days with two different West Coast trips
mm-hmm.
as a part of that, which just, I mean, you want to talk about horrible scheduling.
I've never seen that before.
It's ridiculous.
Never seen it.
Make them play the whole thing. But so if they can go on this stretch and get a above 500 record, head home, face a team that's pretty underrated in the, the Mariners, and win more, get comfortable at home, build up that home field advantage. That's exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, no question about it. He is Evan Heffelfinger back producing the post-game show over there. Luis Almos from the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. The franchise, Tim Allen, off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow. The post-game show and the leadoff show both will be live from the Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow, right outside of the entrance to the Expo Center across from the Milk House. So if you've always wanted to come get a picture with Tim, get an autograph from Tim, just talk with Tim in general, there you go. Tomorrow's your opportunity. Plus, you have a bunch of great food. Luis, I know you said you haven't been to this. You haven't been to State Fair this year.
I went last night.
You did go last night.
I did.
That's right. You said that.
Yeah.
Your favorite thing to eat at the fair?
Pork chop on a stick.
That's been there a long time.
It's my go-to. It's my go-to pork chop on a stick. And then I had a cinnamon roll apple pie.
Oh.
That was fantastic last night.
Really?
Yeah.
So I will say, Evan, what's yours?
I'm a simple corn guy. The roasted corn on the cob, I love it so much. Mm. That or an elephant ear.
Okay, so for me, I love the Mexican corn in the cup. Right, that I'm all about that. Last year, I got turned on to something else, and I forgot about it until last night when I was on the Sky Glider. Because that was last night. I'm there every day almost, and last night was the first time where I actually walked the park because my family was there. So I was like, all right, let's go check it out. So I go on the Sky Glider. I go over the top. And I was like, that's what I want to eat. I should have been having that every day since I've been here, and I forgot about it. Man, there is a... They're not food trucks. What do you call those things?
They're basically food trucks. I don't even know.
Okay,
I see them at carnivals.
We'll call it a food truck. Yeah. Whatever. So there's a thing called sirloin tips on the front of it, and I am telling you, it is amazing. Like, you get... it's like red potatoes, sirloin tips, mushrooms... green peppers, maybe, whatever, and they give you a lot. It's not as expensive as it probably should be at the end of the day. I got turned on to it last year by a listener who said, dude, you've got to try Sparky. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. It was amazing. So tomorrow, when I'm at the fair, I'm going back over to that, and it's at the end towards where the animals are, so it's on the opposite end probably where a lot of us walk in from, like, Greenfield Avenue or whatever.
So the beef is probably fresh.
See? You and Evan, boy, y'all got jokes, don't you? Y'all got jokes. 4-1, Brewers get the win. Still time for you. We're on until 10 o'clock tonight. If you want to hop aboard with Luis, Evan, and myself, all you got to do is dial up the Nicolay Law Talking text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Are you feeling better about this team? More so than maybe you were a couple days ago when you thought the world was ending. That's what we want to know tonight. Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, live from inside the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky and Luis with you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Who gave the crew some breathing room? What play was it? It's time for the insurance run of the game, brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance, on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Brewers get the win 4-1. Tim Allen off. He'll be back tomorrow night at the Wisconsin State Fair doing the postgame show till 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Luis Almos from the Potawatomi Sportsbook is here. Evan Heffelfinger returns to the producer booth. After a four-year absence, he is back. You'll hear a lot of him with Tim going forward. Probably after this week, you'll hear a lot more of Evan with Tim than you'll hear of anybody else. So And then those of you that are mad that I cut you off too soon and so forth, you'll be rid of me. And then it'll be Evan that'll be cutting you off too soon. And then you can be mad at Evan and we'll move on. That's going to be a thing with Evan. I'm telling you now, these guys, you know, some of these guys, you know, they want to have their say for like 10 minutes.
Listen, I'm cutthroat. See? I will be cutthroat.
Okay. Well, very good. I'm just trying to put it out there. Luis Almos, insurance run of the game brought to you by G2 Insurance. What do you think it has to be?
It's got to be Contreras, right? It technically not insurance run.
Technically, Ortiz 2-1 would have been insurance, but that didn't feel safe.
You felt safer as you feel when you have insurance with that 2-run home run by Contreras.
Contreras lifts a fly ball to left field, carries well, and it is going to leave the yard. William Contreras, he snapped an 0-for-20 his first time up today. Here he finds the seats, the second home run of the day against Robleski.
Absolutely enjoyed it. That highlight courtesy of Fox. And William Contreras, again, like we said earlier, 0-for-20 coming into that game. Not exactly ideal, but like Luis brought up earlier, the reason why you can't sit him is because of how he works with the staff. And you heard Miz talking with Ken Rosenthal after the game about he saw something in the Ohtani at bat when he had the bases loaded to get Ohtani out. They went at Freeman the same way, and it worked, Luis.
William saw something, right? William saw something is what he said. And yeah, I guess we can't criticize William the same way that we criticize the Yelich, right? Contreras is on the field every day. He's throwing out runners. He's yep. How he works with his staff, right? And, you know, getting Miz through six, now it's a three inning game at that point. And Ashby doing his thing, you know, McGill, if he would have been in there, it completely changes the game. And it starts with the catcher.
No doubt. From the 262, Vinny, the book, happened to be texting in to say I was wrong about being out of first place by Monday. Thank goodness. Good to see William hitting the barrel. Even that last one was hard hit. Right. That's all you want. Right. I mean, that's part of it. Sometimes you're going to get bad luck and all of that, and you're going to have your issues. But for the most part, if you barrel it up sometimes or most of the time, you'll get what you deserve. From the 262, is there a worse announcing team in baseball than Joe Davis, John Smoltz, and Ken Rosenthal on Fox? They could care less about the Brewers and are so arrogant. Their Dodger love is off the charts. Okay, let's go around the horn on that one. Evan Heffelfinger, thoughts?
Many, and far too many for what we have left in the show. But I think Smoltz has progressively gotten worse somehow over the years. And the thing that annoys me the most about national games is Miz is going to be on the bump for a lot of them. That's just the way that it's yes. going to work out. Yep. Every single one, they make sure to spend 10 minutes talking about like, oh, his arm's going to fall off one day. Oh, it's going to fall off. Why are we wanting that to happen? You have this bona fide star in yes. front of you. It doesn't matter if he's playing for the Brewers or like a single A team. That's a talent that's going to bring money to your game. Why are you actively rooting for him to get hurt?
No doubt. It's 1,000%. Your thoughts?
I miss Joe Buck.
No,
I miss Joe. Joe Buck was so good at baseball. I'm not going to apologize for that.
No,
I'm with you.
I can't. The arrogance just exudes off of Joe Buck. I pass.
Besides Brian Anderson, baseball probably has some of the worst national announcers, right? When you look at the NBA and the NFL, right, with Harlan and all these other guys that they have, Jim Nantz, MLB, besides BA, I miss Joe Buck on baseball. The World Series doesn't feel the same without Joe Buck.
You'll never hear me say I miss Joe Buck in any walk of life. Rick in West Allis, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, Sparky? Doing yeah, I was good. At State Fair last night. Had a really great time.
Good.
Yeah, I was at Saz's. Saw some good band. Hey, I have a question. When is Sal Frelick coming back?
Sal Frelick hit a 3-run homer yesterday, played in the field for the first time yesterday. When originally they sent him on that rehab, they said he could be there up to the full 20 games. However, I think he's in the field a little bit quicker than they thought he would be in getting back going. However, the one thing Pat Murphy said as well when they sent him out was, I need him to get back to going on offense the way he was prior to this season. So there's going to be a twofold thing here. One, yes, we want to make sure you're healthy. But two, we want to make sure you can contribute offensively when you come back.
Because I'm looking at the game today, we cannot have Sanchez at first base. Please, We cannot, even if you have Mitchell start the game because there's a lefty, have Bowers at first. You can't have him at first base. He's terrible.
Yes, he's terrible. It's a complete roller coaster every time that dude gets over to first base. Thanks for the call. You want to know what else we can't have with Mr. Sanchez? You want to know what else? They should ban his butt from ever challenging another pitch for the rest of his time in Milwaukee. I don't care if you're catching, and I don't care if you're hitting. You are no longer challenging. That baseball was a full baseball in the strike zone. On TV, you may not like the announcers. They were like, that may be one of the worst challenges we've ever seen. And I concur. Like, stop, dude. You're done. Nope. Pat Murphy needs to sit him down and go, with all due respect, you're not very good at this. You're not allowed to do it anymore. Like, just, we're done. No more. Right? I mean, am I wrong?
No, there should be a list of, like, here are the guys allowed to challenge a ball, right? And here are the guys that can't. Like, David Hamilton, don't ever tap your helmet. Like, we're not going to waste a challenge on your at-bat. Yeah. We need that later in games for Churio and Mitchell and these other guys. Like, sorry, Gary. Because even if you make it on base, you're a liability on first base. Or if there's men on base and you're hitting, you're still a liability. Because if you're rolling that ball over to somebody, it's a double play. Yep. It doesn't matter how hard, how it's going to be a double play.
Looking at the Nashville Sounds tonight, Frelick back at DH. And 0-for-4 with the strikeout. That's not going to help his chance of coming back up here. Jefferson Carroll catching again, though, tonight after he had been DHing for quite some time coming off injury. So that's good that he is back. Blake Burke just recently promoted there. He's 1-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts tonight as well. Anybody else of note? No, that's about it. As far as the guys of note in the Nashville Sounds lineup, they're down 4-3 right now. In that game, Sproat got the start tonight for Nashville. There's somebody of note. 5 innings, 1 hit, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. No runs given up. He got tattooed his first game down there. So hopefully he can figure it out. We had another text on here. I lost it. Asking about why everybody's so down on Robert Gasser. Listen, it's nothing personal against Robert Gasser. But him and Drouin just don't have... There's no room for them at the end when you start talking about the playoffs. Right?
Well, no. I mean, you need what, 4 starters when it comes to the playoffs?
Right.
3 to 4. And then you're putting a guy in the bullpen. So Henderson most likely goes to the bullpen if you only need 3.
Henderson's starting. It's going to be Henderson. It's going to be Harrison. It's going to be Miz. Those 3 for sure. And then May. So those are your 4 starters in a 7-game series, is my guess. And potentially, like you said, if it's 3, maybe then Henderson does go there. But if you're going to use 4, Drouin is the guy that goes to the pen because he's got more pen experience, I think, than Gasser does, for sure. Justin in North Carolina, Hefbaum is back. Great show, guys. Listening to the Miz. Wild Bill should be extended yesterday. I agree. That's going to be the one. If they lose Contreras to free agency after next year, that's going to hurt significantly to this organization. Because you don't have anybody, I don't think, that can come up and work a pitching staff the way that Contreras does. That's my fear in all this. Brewers win 4-1. We'll hear from Pat Murphy coming up next. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Live from inside the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
The game is over, and it's time to hear from the skipper on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Nah, he was great, especially the beginning when he had bases loaded and had Ohtani and Freeman. You know, that was huge on his part to reach back and do what he did.
The sequences on those, was it particularly impressive how he mixed
executed
it up?
Executed pitches. Not just his heater, executed pitches. Proved to everyone out there thinking, like, hey, this guy, can he pitch? Is he just a heater? He executed pitches. You're wondering if he's mature yet? That'll tell you a lot right there.
The slider was a pitch you went to a lot there, and today, was that one of the better sliders?
He's understanding how his breaking stuff moves and what he can do with it on any particular day. And I think some of his breaking pitches are morphing into more, you know, depth. So I think that really helped. And locating the heater when he could.
Jimmy. Only one mistake against Ohtani, 0-2 count, maybe fastball high, but inside.
You can call it a mistake, but, you know, we hit it into the ground, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if we're playing deeper, maybe, who knows, we might catch it. But that's, you know, you want Ohtani to hit one into the ground, you know what I mean? So I don't know that was a mistake. It was an infield hit before that by call, and then that triple was, you know, a ground ball. So
if we're in small sample territory, but against the Dodgers, he's been tough. Do you think that's a case of a guy kind of like rising to the moment?
Well, definitely part of the case. You know what I mean? Miz is very, very capable, and he's mentally ready for these challenges. That's the most impressive thing. Miz, right? You say rises to the occasion. Miz understands. Now, we've got to get him to be consistent against any team, because any team is capable of hurting him. And I thought the job he did and the job the bullpen did, Senzatella has his real first great outing for us. And that was with, we had McGill down today. We have Uribe down. You're without your eighth and ninth inning guys. And, for Ashby to step up, Senzatella to step up, that's huge. Give us three innings. How many in a row did they set down? And then the walk in the air. Did the umpire shield the guy?
Yeah, okay.
Kind of a tough play.
Murph, and then for William to get off the schneid.
Yeah, three hard contacts.
What was the emotion for you to see him done like that?
I was pumped out. Yelly hit another ball 100 miles an hour and he got caught opposite field. He's had a ton of those. He had a ton of good swings in this series so far. And if those two get back to what we can do, but Joey Ortiz, what can you say? Joey Ortiz doing so much for us.
Murph, with Uribe down, do you anticipate being extra cautious with McGill as the workload goes?
You have to. Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Is Terang available to pinch hit if you needed it?
He said he could, but I didn't want to push it. Yeah.
Any update on Sanchez?
Gary?
Yeah.
He's not able to pitch tomorrow, but he just had a... It wasn't taking him out of the game because of injury. I took him out of the game because he's only played like 10 innings of first base all year. And he went out there the inning before with his shin guard on. And I thought that was a sign maybe that once he got hit, he's fine. He just got hit in the bicep. He told me that he said, Murphy, I know pitch tomorrow.
How about that play with Vaughn and then Sanchez on the other end?
It's the way we drew it up.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in Vaughn either at third base. I don't even care. The whole thing with this is when Murphy's talking about, Mizorowski, we got to give him a focus like this every game or whatever, I lost my mind off the air. I lost my mind. Yelich can be god-awful, and you'll come up with every excuse in the book for why we shouldn't get mad and we should support him. This dude's on the pace to win the Cy Young, and we're talking about he's got to find focus every game. Man, y'all need to stop with this nonsense. Like this, he is going to drive me to drink, and I don't drink anymore, but he is going to drive me to drink. There's Pat Murphy. Over here, Luis Almos, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, filling in for Tim Allen tonight. Evan Heffelfinger making his return to the producer booth after a four-year absence. Very happy to have him back. Almost exactly to the day, right? What was that, like August 17th, 18th?
Something like that,
there. Yeah, it was close. Luis, what's going on over there at Pottawatomie?
Everything and everything, man. You know, odds are looking good for the Brewers. They were at minus 300 this morning. It's now minus 400. To win the pennant, they're plus 450, so some money to win there, and then win the World Series at the third best odds, right? Dodgers, Yankees, and the Brewers at plus 800. So come on down.
Shuttles to the home games, and they're home starting on Tuesday.
Yep, and if you want to go to the State Fair tomorrow, we'll have a shuttle running tomorrow. So
what?
if you want a shuttle to the fair, come on down to Pottawatomie, show your rewards card.
I can bring my 10-year-old, play a little blackjack, and then head on down.
As long as they're not playing.
Come on. I double on 12 and get kicked out of casinos. So you probably don't want me down there. That's happening.
No, we want you down. That's the guy. That's the people we want there.
Ask Tim Allen. Story at the Stardust. All by myself on a Sunday morning at like 7:30 in the morning. I doubled down on 12 three times, hit 21, and they were going to kick me out. They thought I was counting cards or something. And Tim's like, he does not know what he's doing. I promise you, he has no idea how to play blackjack, and it's just pure luck. Everybody's laughing like, I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to sit here. I'm out of here. See ya. And I got up and I left. Brewers win 4-1. Thanks for tuning in. This was a lot of fun. The franchise, Tim Allen and I, out at State Fair tomorrow right outside the Expo Center entrance by the Milk House. 2 o'clock leadoff show. I'll be out there. Then the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim and I after the game till 8 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your night, Wisconsin. Have a good one. Toodles.
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.